1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers officially signed a bill increasing the penalties for sextortion into law on Monday. Braden's Law is named after Braden Bone, a teen who died by suicide earlier this year after becoming a victim of a sextortion scam. Sextortion scams involve scammers coercing or threatening a potential victim into providing explicit content. The scammer then uses that explicit content to blackmail their victim into providing payment or other services. Sextortion scams typically target young people over the internet, with the scammer pretending to be the same age as the victim. Under Braden's Law, the punishment for engaging in a sextortion scam is higher, especially if the victim is a minor and if the scam is successful. The scammer can also now be charged with murder if it's determined that the sextortion scam contributed to a death by suicide. As cybercrimes continue to become more common, the Wisconsin Department of Justice also established an Internet Crimes Against Children task force that is equipped with the resources needed to address these kinds of targeted scams. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature would offer state tax credits for nuclear power plants. If signed into law, nuclear plants that begin operating in 2030 or later could qualify for the state tax credits based on how much energy they're producing and for being relicensed by federal regulators. It would also allow the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to approve special energy rates for larger energy customers to ensure local residents aren't on the hook for increased energy costs. The proposed legislation was approved 12-1 by the State Assembly's Committee on Energy and Utilities, giving lawmakers optimism that it will eventually make its way to Governor Tony Evers' desk for consideration. The goal behind promoting the expansion of nuclear power production in the state is to keep up with increased energy demands, especially as data center projects become more common. Those data centers require an extraordinary amount of energy and water to operate, which could strain the state's electric grid and lead to higher energy costs for residents. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Head coach Greg Gard on dealing with the Cornhuskers forward Rink Mask, 6'10", 24 years old, out of the Netherlands.
He's a consummate worker, grizzled vet. It's fun to watch him play, watch Nebraska's offense kind of come together and how all the pieces fit together. But it's not real fun having to game plan against him or play against him.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready to host the Boston Celtics tomorrow night. Doc Rivers on who was able to practice.
Everybody other than Giannis and AJ Green.
NFL, the Packers installing a game plan for their trip to Denver to face the Broncos. At the baseball meetings in Florida, a lot of teams interested in trading for Brewers ace Freddy Peralta. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I watched some of these contracts out there, and he's due to be a wealthy man, have a lot of acreage if he wants it. Maybe beachfront acreage, multiple islands.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy, a few off and on flurries today with temperatures steady in the mid-20s and then falling later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around 2 above tomorrow. Partly cloudy early, a little light snow later in the day with a high of 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.